You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Isle Royale now has wolf pups romping its forests. That's after years of dwindling population of wolves and overabundant moose on the island in Lake Superior. Three mothers gave birth to pups over the last 2 years, a major turning point in the park's efforts to reintroduce wolves to the island. IPR's Lexi Krupp has more on the new wolf families.
Professor Sarah Hoy was flying over Isle Royale this winter, scanning the ground from a small plane, when her pilot said, "Hey!
There's a wolf there. Circle back. You know, we'd like to get a better look at them." And like, oh, there are two wolves there.
Sarah is a researcher at Michigan Tech University, and she was really excited to see these wolves because one of them was pretty small. And watching it interact, she could tell it was playful.
We realized that we were actually watching a pup with its mother.
This was a big deal because there haven't been wolves born on Isle Royale since 2011. The Park Service has been relocating wolves to the island over the past 2 years, and one of them was this mother. She was actually pregnant when she came to the island by helicopter.
Pretty remarkable story on her part.
That's Mark Romanski, a National Park Service biologist. Mark says it's impressive this wolf had pups at all. She came from this island off Ontario, where a lot of wolves were starving. There wasn't enough caribou to eat. Then she had this stressful journey over here, and that wasn't it.
Setting up shop in a new environment and denning and rearing pups at a new home. So, yeah.
Photos from the Park Service show that she had at least two pups. They're teenagers now. And this spring, there's evidence that two other wolf moms gave birth to bona fide island-made wolves. Researchers are still piecing together evidence, from scat samples, GPS collars, and camera traps, to learn more about these pups, who their parents are, and how many there might be. But this is all really good news, because it wasn't guaranteed these introduced wolves would thrive on Isle Royale.
Not all reintroductions work. A fair number of them actually fail on the first attempt, and you gotta keep trying.
That's Professor John Vucetek, another researcher at Michigan Tech, who's been monitoring wolves on the island for some 20 years.
I think relief is the right word. It's a great relief to know that this particular reintroduction event is showing early signs, but really substantive signs of being successful.
Right now, the island's wolves are split into four groups, jostling for territory. Two are well established. They look like packs. That's according to research released this week from Michigan Tech. And those packs are exactly what the park wants. One of the big reasons wolves were brought over is because there are too many moose on Isle Royale, and not enough food in the winter. Sarah found evidence of this last summer.
We found a lot of individuals that had starved to death rather than being older adults.
This past year, researchers documented the first decline in the moose population in nearly a decade. It was a tough winter for moose, so the dip may not be entirely due to predation from wolves. But the new predators and their offspring will certainly help keep the moose population in check. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Lexi Krupp.